KMJ News Time, 7:49. It's Monday, and that means we get a chance to visit with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did you go to a Super Bowl party last night, or did you have one on your own?
We just stayed home and watched the game. What a great game it was.
All right, very good. The Business Journal asks a very interesting question, so I'm going to read it for everybody and let you respond. What do Justin Timberlake, a Reedley packing house, and a Kingsburg trucker have in common? Almost sounds like a joke, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's actually big business, and it's it all centers around the Ugly Company, which is based in Kingsburg. It was started by a former trucker. He used to drive a truck for a packing house, and he noticed how much fruit went to waste just because it wasn't aesthetically pleasing enough, you know, for the market. And he saw a business opportunity there. So Ben Moore is his name. He's been going for about 4 years now. His products in stores. He just won a contest through Kroger, the giant supermarket chain. One of five companies out of 1,000 who applied to be part of the Go Fresh and Local program that they had. So a lot more distribution. So that means he's going to need more product. And he decided to raise some money. He successfully pulled in $9 million, which is not bad for a local company. There's local investors, including a family friend who owns the packing house. And then superstar power, Justin Timberlake, is one of the investors. And that came about because Ben Moore, the owner of Ugly Company, knows the pop star's fund managers. And apparently Justin Timberlake's kids love the product. So with that $9 million, he bought a 23-acre property in Farmersville. It's going to be their home base. They're going to process 10 million pounds of fruit per season. That's about five times what they're able to do now. There's a lot of specialized equipment. One of the big things they have to do is take stickers off of each piece of fruit. You know, it's a lot of work. And this equipment does a lot of it, and most of it is made here in Fowler by Packline Technologies. They made dried nectarines, apricots, kiwis, and dried cherries are going to be a new product coming online soon. And they want to be up and operating by April 1st at their new headquarters, and good luck to them on that deadline.
I will tell you, I have spoken to the Ugly Company before on my show, and I have had their products. I've had two of them. Gabe, I've had their upcycled, what they call them on their website. I've had their cherries, their upcycled cherries, and their dried and diced peaches. They're delicious. I don't know if you've had them yet, but the packaging is great. I love their product.
Yeah, it's great branding. I have had them. I want to try those cherries, though. I haven't had a chance to try the cherries.
Yes, you will like them. Absolutely. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right. Tioga Sequoia, they have a little bit of news to share with everybody.
Yeah, this is kind of a big deal. You know, Tioga Sequoia is a beloved brewery and a beer here in Fresno. It's kind of the center of the universe for the brewery district downtown. A lot of events kind of centered around that space. So they're opening a second tap room. It's going to be in another downtown, not too far from here. So in the next several weeks, they plan to open a Tioga Sequoia tap room inside the historic Tioga Hotel in Merced. That's the Tioga Hotel in Merced. Of course, the names are similar.
Yeah.
That's just by coincidence. It's just by coincidence. It kind of makes for some nice energy. The Tioga Hotel is actually a high-end apartment complex now based in downtown Merced, and it kind of ticked off a lot of the boxes they wanted for their second tap room. Interestingly enough, the Tioga Hotel was built in 1928. It's on the National Register of Historic Places, and now it's a studios, one two-bedroom unit. Big part of Merced's downtown revitalization. They were looking for an area between Modesto and Visalia, and they still are targeting those specific cities for maybe additions later down the road. This taproom is going to look a little bit different. It's going to have natural lighting, kind of indoor soft seating. It's going to lack kind of the industrial feel that we know at our own downtown Fresno taproom. This has been in the works for 3 years, even before the pandemic. And now that it's close, they're going to celebrate. They plan to release a special beer in honor of their Merced location. Hopefully we'll be able to get a chance to try that down here, or we might have to travel. Yeah, good luck to you, Tioga Sequoia. This was big news when we broke it. So
yeah, this is good.
Down the road.
This is good. Forgive my interruption. This is good stuff this week. I mean, it's good stuff every week, but I just the fact that, you know, I've been able to try both of these. I don't know anybody that doesn't like Tioga Sequoia, and it's cool what they're doing. And then certainly the Ugly Company. I encourage anybody to go and try their products. Now you get on the stick and you go try those cherries, young man.
Yes, I'm going to do my homework.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.